neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
As it was explained, it's an introduction for Chodesh Elul. So we have a subject in Parshat Re'eh, it's called Masit. There's a character that decides what his task is to mislead people. So now here, the Torah is informing us that this influence that might come about, so you should not have any pity on him. So the Gemara asks, let's say somebody comes to a Yehudi and says, let's go to Chinatown. They have a party there and let's celebrate. So you say, no, I have to go to the shiur. You know, I'm not interested. So now the question is that this person, is it punishable or is not punishable? He asks you to go participate in their festival. So we should punish him or not?
Punish.
Didn't listen to him.
You can't punish it based on the law of the law.
Now I'm talking about Torah law,
yes.
The halakha law. But you didn't listen to him. What's the difference that if you will listen to him and you go with him, or you don't listen to him? What's the difference? There's no difference. If you listen to him or you don't listen to him, it wouldn't matter. So this person is decreed to death. So now, Babsai Salante Zatzal teaches us a very important lesson. So now, if this destructive influence could come about and he wants to mislead you from Avodat Hashem, so even though that you don't listen to him, Tatar Shah decrees him to death. Yes, he's punishable. So now he says, let's say you say the Divrei Torah, good, and you see people are taking a nap, or they go out, right? Do you get a reward? No, the one that is saying Divrei Torah. Do you get a reward? He's not here, he's outside, he's talking to his cell phone.
Who's supposed to get a reward?
The one that is saying it.
Yes, he gets a reward.
But he's outside.
But that's his problem. You didn't get his
reward. No, I'm not talking about his problem. I'm talking about you. Do you get the reward or not?
You get the reward because you say...
Well, how should he get it? He's not here. You're saying something that he doesn't listen.
That's not your fault.
Or he comes late. Let's say, you know people that come late?
Yeah.
Hasu shalom. No. So now he comes late. So let's say you prepared to give a lecture for 200 people. Only 20 comes. What's the reward you receive?
For 200.
But only 20 here.
It's
only 20.
Then
there's a money there. Rav teaches a very powerful message, and that is, it doesn't matter who is listening or is not listening. Or maybe he goes out and says, or he's not here, he's outside. So if we punish the Masit that he wanted to mislead you, even though you didn't listen to him. You didn't listen to him. He's punishable. More so, if you like to guide somebody and he doesn't listen to you, or he comes late, or he's just taking a nap, you, more so, you get a reward for it. You know what the message that is? Now he says another powerful message. Let's say you want to fix yourself. And now you make a commitment. No. Like, for example, to get up early, right? And then you don't get up early. So do you get a reward for trying to get up early?
Yes.
Yes. You know, it happens sometimes. You know, you hear people, like, especially on Rosh Chodeshim, you say, Ya'aleh ve'yavoh. You heard people say that? Yeah? Like, let's say, before they bang on the table and so on. But they themselves forget to say, Ya'aleh ve'yavoh. You say Ya'aleh ve'yavoh, it happens, they forget to say Ya'aleh ve'yavoh. But they wanted, you know, to inform people to say Ya'aleh ve'yavoh, they forgot to say themselves. But they get a reward. So that's why we have this parasha right before Elul. Why? Because if he punished the Mesid, if even though that you didn't listen to him, but it's punishable, more so that when our intention is really, truly, you want to guide people, but they don't listen, you know, they have their own thing, their own plan, but still you get a reward for it. And more so, if you truly, really, you want to change yourself. Of course, it's a haram, it's not going to say, oh, chabad, yeah, you know, without means. But still, because you decided, you know, I want to be a different person, I want to make this guy go, you know, change my plans, of course you get a reward for it. And that's what exactly this parasha is, parashat Chodesh Elul, to Chas v'Shalom, should not lose hope, should not give up. Why? Because every step that you take, you get a reward for it, even though that is not going to come through. Because you decided, you know, to do something better, to improve yourself, but still, you're going to get a reward for it. Hashem is Zakeno, Zal Hashem Dad, HaShem Baruch Hu, give us the Koach, and Chokhmah, to be able to do His Ratzon, Bezad Hashem Be'ava, Be'simcha, Bezad Hashem Be'tlahabut, and Yizkeh B'Shalom Adi Nachad, and Yeshuot, Kol Am Yisrael.
Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.